This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Here's a healthcare statistic that's not often reported.
98,000 people die every year from medical errors. That's a jumbo jet crashing every day.
Sorrell King learned about that number the worst possible way. Her 18-month-old daughter, Josie, became one of that lamentable group, and at one of the most highly regarded hospitals in the nation, Johns Hopkins. Her death, says Sorrell, was due to a tragic breakdown in communications among the medical staff, something that accounts for fully three-quarters of those accidental patient fatalities.
I look at that communication piece and I think to myself, wow, this should be really an easy thing to fix. It's not like cancer or AIDS or diabetes where we have to wait for funding and billions of dollars and medical breakthroughs and years of research. This communication piece, I believe, is something we can fix tomorrow by working better as teams and speaking up when there's a near miss or an error.
In the 8 years since her daughter's death, Sorrell King has written a book, Josie's Story, that details her personal experience, and she founded the Josie King Foundation as a vehicle for promoting the effort to reform hospitals. She's become a high-profile advocate for improved patient safety across the board.
It's my goal with the healthcare industry is inspiring them to communicate better and create better cultures so that when a nurse sees a doctor or someone that comes in and is about to work on a patient hasn't washed their hands, that nurse speaks up. Or when someone sees an error or a near miss or something that's about to occur, they raise their hand and they say, this isn't right, we need to fix this.
And ever so slowly, King believes that progress is being made.
They're talking about it. I mean, they've been talking about this for a number of years, medical errors and patient safety. And now I think the goal should be stop talking about it. Let's actually put procedures in place that are going to prevent this stuff from happening.
One of the examples she cites is the growing use of Condition H alerts that give family members a way to call for help if they fear a crisis is imminent.
Condition H, the Family Activated Rapid Response Team, gives patients and families the ability to, when something's not right, they can pick up the phone, they can dial four digits, and a team of doctors, nurses will come to the bedside and assess the patient. Now, in the past, these rapid response teams have only been for nurses or a doctor to activate it. But now there's a movement towards having patients and families giving them the ability to activate that.
At the same time, King is constantly pushing for increased transparency from hospitals and medical centers, urging them to report near misses and other errors as a first step toward correcting them. Sorrell now spends the majority of her time talking with medical staff, from doctors and nurses to orderlies and interns, as well as administrators. But she also has some advice for parents or relatives of hospital patients.
You need to pay attention. You need to write stuff down. You need to try to be at the bedside and be an advocate for that person as much as you possibly can. I mean, whenever there's a concern, you just ask, raise your hand, say, I don't understand, something's not right. Never, ever be afraid to speak up. That's my message to patients and to families.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.